flower in the bag, glass up on the rack, lighter in my hand, modern hippies on the track. Let me grab my torch, puffin' dead of course. Glasses cherry red, got me laid up out the porch. Now get inside this smoking, yeah. This stage is choking. Get inside this smoking, yeah. This haze is choking.
I got that
flower in the bag,
yeah.
Glass up on the rack,
uh-huh.
Lighter in my hand, modern hippies on the track. Let me grab my torch, puffin' dabs of course. Cherry red got me laid up out the butt.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
I'm just adjusting your levels, recording.
Adjusting my level?
Yeah, because
I'm on the new level. I'm on the new level.
Okay, I think I got it now.
Okay, with the new level.
Discuss Game of Thrones. Oh wait, you don't watch.
I'm sorry, your dragon show sucked. There, end of discussion.
The end sucked. Okay, the end.
Dragon show sucked.
Maybe I missed something and I need to rewatch it. I'm not in denial. Okay, it did.
You're not in denial that your dragon show sucked. Because if you're not in denial, that's great. What?
Here's what really I don't understand, okay? The Dragon Lady, okay, she was all about freeing people and saving people, and then all of a sudden, like, she does a complete 180, and it's like, ha-ha, I'm evil now, bitch, I fooled everybody.
Didn't, like, some dude have to kill her, and then that dude got in prison because he killed her for doing wrong? Isn't that what happened? Or some shit?
Well, first of all, spoiler warning, okay? Those people are so funny. Like, every content creator has to be like, oh, spoiler, I don't want to spoil, spoil warning. Spoiler is like, whatever.
No, I'm jumping straight into it.
Oh, but...
I don't even watch the show.
But to answer your question, this dude was all like, hey girl, I want to get all up in them guts. And then she was like, I want you up in these guts. Let's do this. And no, but hear me out. Then they found out that she was his aunt. And she's like, hey man, that don't mean shit to me. And he's like, no, I can't. Now that we know, it's awkward. And so she's like, fine, it's awkward. You okay? Then I'll kill everybody in this whole city.
You don't want to fuck me?
How do you? No, I fuck at you.
You not fuck at me?
That's the story. And then it's like,
you don't fuck at me? Okay, I fuck you and fuck everybody else. You don't fuck at me.
And then the ending, really, the metaphorical ending was like, at the end. John fucking kills her, right? He's like embracing her and then gives her the knife, you know, and like, who didn't see that shit coming? That's a lame way for the dragon queen to fucking die. And not only that, but there's a fucking dragon there who sees her as his mother and sees John fucking like, hey, by the way, I just killed your mom. And he's like, I'm gonna blow fire on the Iron Throne because I see that it wasn't Jon that actually killed Daenerys. It was the throne and her quest for it that killed her, metaphorically. You know, and it's like, no.
So,
that was a bad ending. Like, Drogon should have fucking bit Jon's. If that's what you're going to do and have him kill her right in front of the dragon should have fucking bit him in half.
That would have been kind of cool to see. Yeah. Honestly, like I would just want to see a dragon bite someone in half. That's the only, right, like, entertainment I would want.
In this Game of Thrones, like, you're going to give everybody happy endings? Like, no. Fuck no. But like, he doesn't get to be king of the North now that the White Walkers are gone. He doesn't get to live out his life. He made a decision, and he has to live with that decision, which is get fucking eaten by the dragon.
Well, here's the way he did go in her gut. He did go in her gut.
Right.
He stopped her. He just wanted to in her guts in the way we want her to be in the guts, or the way you guys want her to be in her guts. Because, you know, Game of Thrones, from what I hear, it's just a bunch of porn and dragons.
Nah, man, it's not. It's a lot of violence and politics.
Violence and titties and underage girls getting undressed.
You know what it is? It's a soap opera, bro. It's a medieval soap opera that they threw titties in there to make guys watch it.
Honestly, I really think the only reason why some dudes watch it is because there's some titties.
Nah, man. It's the betrayals and all the shit, the killings, just like the cool special effects they do. It's worth seeing.
Dragon Show really sucks.
You never seen it?
I've seen one fucking episode, a half an episode, because I started to fall asleep.
Was that in the early episodes, man?
It was the first fucking episode.
Dude, it's
of Game of Thrones.
It's a build up, man. It all ties back together.
Build up my asshole. Build up my asshole. That was gay, but fuck it.
Okay, what about Avengers Infinity War, the ending and all that? What did you feel about that?
I was reading something yesterday, actually.
It's all over now. You got nothing to look forward to, nerd.
No, motherfucker, yes we do. I was reading something yesterday that they might try to introduce Deadpool with Spider-Man.
I saw that.
And the MCU. I was reading an article about it. I forget what article it was, but
they
it was like,
they have to do something with Deadpool, because honestly, the second movie fucking sucked. Boo! And I know I take a lot of fucking heat, especially from certain people. Oh, Deadpool's the shit. No, the second movie was lame. The first one I loved. It was super cool. But,
The thing is, they have to sensitize Deadpool now.
Oh, because it has to be like PG-13 or whatever?
Yep.
Too many fucks. Yep. Nah, they need to go the opposite direction with his character.
They need Spider-Man to start being fucked.
Oh, for real? Spider-Man? That's not his character.
They need Spider-Man to be fucked. If they're going to try to introduce Deadpool in the MCU with Spider-Man sort of thing sucks.
It would be hilarious to have, like, Wade Wilson's arm fucking blown off, boom, and Spider-Man's like, fuck, oh god,
holy
fuck!
But here's the reason why I like that theory, is because Deadpool and Spider-Man have such similar personalities can improv off each other. I think they won't really need a script when it comes to the same joke. I think they can improv off each other.
Dude, if they have a Spider-Man Deadpool crossover, they cannot do it without at least a cameo from Wolverine in the yellow suit. We gotta get Hugh Jackman in that yellow suit, bro. Get him.
Yeah.
How have they not done it? They can't make it cool, I guess. They tried once in cinematic history, and they can't make that yellow fucking jumpsuit cool.
It's X-Force meets Avengers.
now that Disney owns everything. And look, like, it sucks that this corporate giant with all of its, like, corporate attachments owns, you know, something that you love, because they could always just run with, like, I don't know how their decision-making process is, Disney, but they make good films, you know, they've got a shit ton of good films, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's good that they're all under one umbrella, and that cinematically now they can cross over.
And bounce off each other, you know, I don't know, like, I'm being dead honest, I haven't. I don't know why I'm trying to lie right now.
Do we get all new characters, though? I mean, are the actors going to cross over? Is Phoenix still going to be the same chick from Game of Thrones, or?
Yes, no? Question mark? I know some characters are staying. I was going to watch a video about Phase 4, about how something got leaked or whatever. About, like, the movies or something. I was going to watch a video about it yesterday, but I totally forgot. I think I was, like, driving or something.
My girl still hasn't seen Avengers, but we did go see a movie this weekend. We went and saw the new Aladdin. That's right. The Will Smith one.
Actually pretty good. Whatever.
It was amazing.
I think it was like $31 million in the box office in the first 3 days.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're saying. You're breaking up.
Oh, I said I heard the movie got $31 million in the box office in the first 3 days.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's an amazing movie. I like Will Smith's Genie. I know there was, like, people were like, no, no, fuck no, no, God no, please.
No, here's the thing. Will Smith is the most powerful genie because he can say the N-word.
What the?
Unlimited cosmic power.
Automatic. R.I.P. Robin Williams, but I'm sorry, you ain't got nothing on Will Smith.
I saw a picture of Snoop Dogg as Jafar, and it was perfect. I was like, why the fuck did... I guess I... Can Snoop Dogg even play a villain? Like, sup, my brother? Listen, I'm gonna take over this kingdom, bitch.
Ain't nothing gonna do about it, alright?
I did it at Dally. I went into the alley. I ran into this bitch named Sally from the valley.
God damn it. What's that from? What lyric is that?
That's a, like, Snoop Dogg. Like, I remember as a child, like, either we found this Snoop Dogg tape or something, but we had one rap. This is back when you had tape cassettes and you put it, like, in a boombox and you'd have to get, like, batteries for it and everything if you want to listen on the go. But if you could, because that's an expensive hobby, batteries in a boombox, it would eat them up. But we had, like, a Snoop Dogg tape, and we listened to it so much that to this day, like, I know Snoop Dogg lyrics, and I'm like, I have no idea how I remembered it.
Snoop Dogg, man. Shit.
It was like there was, like, a crazy dog house and, like, this cartoon dog on the album cover.
Yep.
Or something.
I think it was called Doggy Style. Doggy Style? Was it? Or was it Dog House? What's it fucking called? That's gonna bug you.
I don't know. But it's like a song about this girl's mom coming up and like beating the shit out of her, and it's like, whoa, bitch. And all the girl wants him for is his weed.
I won't be able to recite the song, but Snoop Dogg, old school 90s shit, that shit. Love that shit. Live for that shit. I'm probably going to listen to a lot of Snoop Dogg today now.
That's cool.
After today, I'm going to listen to a lot of Snoop Dogg.
Dude, I like, I skate with my dogs, like, almost every night, because there's a lot of roads built, but not a whole lot. They're still building all the houses, so there's no traffic, so we go running, and they pull me on the skates, right? And I've because of that, I've had to like change up music. So I started looking up skate music from the 80s, dude. It's the funniest shit. It's like it's almost techno, but it's all done with like keyboards from back in the day, because that's how you used to do things. I threw on like dude, I put on Spice Girls. I got a big Bluetooth speaker I put in my backpack.
Oh my fucking god.
If you want my future, forget my past. And I'm like jamming, like skating down the road.
Jesus Christ.
There's like walk by this gigantic guy walking his two like chihuahuas and stuff. And I'm just
giant,
like,
a big guy walking two chihuahuas. Honestly, why is that always an oxymoron? Why is it always a big ass buff guy?
It's his wife's dog. That's why he's got a hot wife. She wanted the chihuahuas, but she's too fucking lazy to walk them. And she's like, you know, hey, listen, if you walk these dogs, maybe later tonight, you know, I wouldn't be so tired from walking dogs that I can do other things.
Here's the fucking thing. Chihuahuas are small dogs, right?
For protection.
For protection, I guess. Just throw something in the backyard for a few minutes. You know, they get their run on. Once you see them start, you're fine. Just throw them aside. You don't need to go on. You don't need to do all that extra walk and shit when you have a chihuahua.
Yeah.
It's like fucking. To them, it's like.
You should
it's
just
a long
get a,
way.
Get a dog way. Backpack and just strap it to your chest.
Yeah, it's just the bounce that will make them lose calories. Or maybe that was a way for like the wife saying, hey, you're a fat fuck, go walk these dogs while you're at it losing weight, fat fuck.
Poor chihuahuas to be this tiny, like, insignificant dog. It's like the Rick and Morty episode. It was like, where's my testicle, Summer?
God damn it. I honestly can't wait for Rick and Morty to come back.
It's soon, right? When does it come back? In a few months? October?
I don't know. I think it's October.
It's season 4, bitch.
Yeah, didn't he buy like 72 fucking episodes or some shit?
That's what he booked. I listened to his podcast, Harmontown. Dan Harmon. Anyway, yeah. And 72 episodes, so I guess it takes 6 months per episode, but I guess maybe it's staggered, like it's 6 months from the week you submit it, or maybe they submit it all at once. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But
I don't know either.
But yeah, hopefully it comes out soon. I heard Tesla was going to be in one of their episodes.
Huh. Yeah. Does that mean Elon Musk is going to be in one of the episodes?
That's what I meant by Tesla. Yeah, Elon Musk is supposed to be in one of the episodes at least.
That should be good.
That's some red carpet shit I heard.
For some reason, Elon Musk cameos are just like very low key. They're good cameos. But Elon Musk is going to be in.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Oh, shit.
Now you're back. What was that something about Age of Ultron? What, did he do a cameo in that?
I think Elon Musk did cameo in Age of Ultron.
Sweet.
So, like, that's the thing. Elon Musk is... His cameos are very, like, low-key. They're very low-key, but they're good. Good cameos.
His best cameo was when he... I can't even say it, man. Remember when he went on Meme Reviewer or whatever it was called?
Did he ever go on Meme Review? Because I remember there was talks of that.
He was on with Justin Roiland or some shit, and then a meme came up of a deer, like, dead at the bottom of a pool. And he just laughs so hard, and it's so creepy.
Well, Oh, we're thinking different meme review. Okay. Because when I get meme review, I think PewDiePie on YouTube. Hashtag PewDiePie.
Maybe PewDiePie was on it too. I don't know the whole. I just saw him laughing, and I'm not offended by it. Like he was caught by surprise. It was probably a mixture of like embarrassment and like, what the fuck is going? Are you fucking what? What? That he was laughing at like, haha, the extinction of a living creature.
My dogs can't swim. Fucking dead deer. I don't know. I need to look that up. Now I want to watch that because.
Dude, you hadn't seen that.
Dude, I need to.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Fuck it. Oh, God. It's been a weekend. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, me too. I probably gotta get this windshield repaired pretty soon. Or at least it started. They're open now. It's 7. So.
7:16.
This was another shitty episode. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the show.
It wasn't even that shitty.
What? I know. It wasn't. No, I'm glad we got all that shit out of the way because now I don't have to talk about Marvel anymore. I don't have to talk about Game of Thrones anymore.
We just debunked everything.
I don't even know what's the next thing I should care about, you know?
Well, you have a list. Circumcised penises.
Okay.
We have lesbian midget porn. We have zoos.
Oh, what about those? What about that video of the Tesla car and the chicks like totally like they put on autopilot?
Oh my God, that is a gold video. That I saw Elon Musk's response on Twitter to that, and he said, "I did not see this coming."
Come on, you're a genius. That's the whole reason autopilot was invented.
Honestly, the whole reason why autopilot was invented is so you can have mad sex and record it and upload it to Pornhub. Dude, that guy was driving on the freeway. Rocking that shit.
Somebody knows who he is. Maybe they'll
be like, oh,
what the?
I know that chick from anywhere.
Oh my God. I don't think. Ah, shit. You know what?
You were not recording that word.
No, I was. I don't think. I don't know. I think my mic wasn't working.
Ah, shit.
Because I was looking at the recording, and I was like, when I talk, it's not putting anything there. So I got your side of the conversation, and it wasn't doing mine. That's fucking bullshit.
That's interesting.
I wonder when it cut out.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, the mic connection was loose or something. I had to wiggle it. It's like a loose fucking connection. That's bullshit.
R.I.P. autopilot sex.
All that fucking good recording shit. Damn.
That was golden, too. Honestly, I think that was some of my best work.
Well, I think we've figured it out. Fuck Marvel. Fuck Game of Thrones. Fuck Tesla.
No. Well, fuck in a Tesla.
I'm just kidding. I like all those people, companies.
Fuck Marvel. Fuck the guy who got fired for ending Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy got fired. That guy got, like, totally huge. Like, yeah, the pamphlet. Boom, so many freaking subscriptions ended. Fuck you, guy.
Yeah,
you're fired.
Why would they not stretch out that story? I feel like that was their golden goose.
What I find funny is they were like, this guy, he brought up, you know, they're all in a fucking conference meeting and shit. And he's like, you know what? You know what would be a great idea? What is it, Jeff? What's your great idea? Cancel Game of Thrones. Yeah, just do that. There's so many people, half the fucking world is watching this show. Fuck it.
It might be the only reason that I even watch HBO. Like, that's the whole reason I have the subscription. And between the seasons, sometimes I would fucking cancel it because there's nothing on there. They got Silicon Valley, which, when the fuck are you ever going to make more episodes? I liked it, but, you know, maybe it's too smart of humor for, I don't know what's going on. I like Barry. I might keep it for Barry. Yeah. That's a great show.
It's just one of those things where so many people are watching this show. Like me, I'm not big on the show. I'm not on the show at all. I hate it. I don't like it. But there's so many people watching this show, and some dickbag in a conference meeting decided to say, yeah, that sounds like a fucking great idea. Let's throw that theory out there, and let's see if it runs. I wonder if that was just, like, a thought he had in his head, and he was like, I want to try this out. And he didn't think it would get this far, and now he doesn't have a job.
I think they expected George R.R. Martin, R.R.R., to churn out some more books. It was popular. It was a very popular TV show. They expected he would finish the books by now, and they could. But they ran out of source material, didn't they? Like, they were just going to start making shit up. I think they decided not to. Just wrap
that's
it up.
The best thing to do. Just make shit up, dude.
But you're telling me, like, just hire a shit ton of writers to follow his style. Like, they got. They can do cartoonists, like, I don't know if it translates or it's the same thing, you know. But a bunch of people know how to, like, draw, you know, The Simpsons. It's not just one guy working tirelessly day and night.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. I know someone who can draw a dragon. I can draw a dragon. Not well, but I can draw a fucking dragon.
Yeah, we're going to make our own Game of Thrones with blackjack and hookers.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good idea. Hookers are always good.
Oh, like they had hookers in Game of Thrones.
I like how I just was just on the topic of hookers.
Yeah. While they're legalized and stuff, you know, they need to.
They're legal in Vegas.
Nationwide. The whole nation needs ladies of the night.
Right. Hookers. I like that idea. Good idea.
You,
Nationwide Hookers.
Nationwide is on your side with hookers through the night.
Hookers and blow.
Because if you think about it, there'd probably be a lot less violence with legal weed and legal hookers.
And blow. Well, buddy, I gotta let you go. All right.
All right, dude, I gotta go get this fucking shit done, too. Later, bro.
All right, later, bro.
Bye.